In my opinion, it's always a good date when the possibility of handcuffs getting whipped out comes into play.
On a first date. Wow. But
not everybody feels that way. Like Frank, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not much. So you almost got the handcuffs put on you, huh?
Yeah,
on a first date. That's what I like to hear.
It's like Freaky Frank already, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Frank, your email about your date. But I guess it wasn't?
Yeah, it wasn't what I would love to exactly have, but you know, that's how it goes.
You sound awkward just even saying that.
Yeah.
It just wasn't one of my proudest moments, really.
Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Jenna.
Jenna. And how did you meet Jenna?
We met through some mutual friends just at a party, and we were both hanging out, and just there seemed to be a little bit of a clicking, you know what I mean?
Okay. So did you know immediately that you wanted to ask her out?
Oh, definitely. She was hilarious, you know?
Oh, awesome.
I love that she was just, had a great sense of humor, and she had an awesome smile, and she had this really cute mole. It was, between her left eye and her nose. And
mole, huh?
It's going to sound a little, normally I'm not really into moles at all. They kind of weird me out, but he was, rocking it. You know what I mean? There's something about it.
Something sexy about a girl who's not scared to rock her mole. I agree with you on that one, Frank.
It was like a sexy mole.
Obviously worked because you guys went out on a date, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about the date.
Well, I love indie films, so I asked her to see this indie film that my friend actually worked on.
Uh-huh.
He was a cinematographer on it. He was just super talented, and I just wanted to go support.
So how was the movie?
I thought it was good. At one point, I was kind of nervous, too, because I had French onion soup at lunch, and I was I didn't have a chance to brush my teeth, so I was worried, I don't know, if I had bad breath or something.
But all those onions?
She leaned in at some point, so I felt okay, this is going great, you know?
She leaned in to kiss you during the film?
Just to be closer, I think, you know, just kind of lean up against me. But it was just I think she was just trying to get closer.
Right.
Okay. And you didn't try to kiss her at that point?
I didn't kiss her, but I was thinking, all right, this is we're going to get a kiss at the end of the night, you know?
Yeah, it's good romantic
and
move there.
Did you get a kiss at the end of things?
No. Here's what happened after that. So the movie got out and then, we're driving and I ended up getting pulled over, I guess my taillight was out or something. That's what the cops said. And I was just talking my way out of it just because I already have two tickets and I just, I don't want to jack up my insurance.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought I was a pretty smooth talker and it seemed to be okay. And it just felt different after, for some reason,
after you got pulled over?
Yeah, I got back in the car and I was that was weird. And she kind of didn't really wasn't laughing I thought she would have or something.
Wait, they had you out of the car?
Yeah, that's my question too. That's extreme.
Yeah, I got out of the car to talk to the cop because I just didn't want her to hear, anything was going on. And
I thought it was a lot worse. The cop said, "Get out of the car," that kind of thing.
Gun drawn.
No, it's pretty, it wasn't that. It wasn't that dramatic.
Wait a minute, though. Why didn't you want her to hear?
I don't know. When I'm on a first date with someone, I don't want exactly for them to hear that it's oh, this isn't my first ticket. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I don't want her to think I'm some irresponsible guy getting tickets all the time, you know?
Okay.
And so what happened when you guys actually got back to her house and you said goodnight?
So I drove her back to her place and, I'm thinking I'm still going to get a kiss, by the end of the night. And I took her to her door and she's just no, sorry, just not feeling it. And I'm oh, okay.
Oh, wait, so you went in for a kiss and she denied you?
Yeah, she's just sorry, it was just weird. It just kind of cut off.
All right.
And I asked her, I was can I call you? And she's she was just really vague, she's okay. But it didn't feel she was super interested.
Not absolutely call me, just, okay, sure, I guess.
Yeah, she was yeah, exactly. She's all right, yeah, whatever.
Sure. I wonder what could have happened from the time you went to talk to the cop to getting back into the car that would have made her seem so cold.
I don't know, I have this weird theory that maybe she dated that cop or something.
What?
I don't know, I just was thinking
You've just been sitting on this, making up stories since you went on your date of things that could have possibly been wrong, right?
I don't know, because I can't figure it out. It was why would you suddenly just not want to talk or not even like accept my kiss.
That is reading deep, sir.
Well, I don't know. I thought like, you know, I was thinking that. I was thinking like, is it my breath? Like, was it the French onion soup?
The breath.
All kinds of things.
With the police officer.
Have you tried to call her since the date? I mean, have you tried to reach out to her?
Yeah, and just nothing.
Nothing at all.
Hasn't. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, cool.
Okay, hang on, man.